Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as returning guests in the studio, well, we've got a returning guest in Derek Druschel, who is the general manager and owner of Joey's Pet Outfitters. And we have as a first-time guest in the studio with us, Hush, his Australian cattle dog. Welcome to the show, Derek and Hush.
Thanks, guys. Hush can't hear you, of course. But,
well, that's okay.
She says thanks, too.
Well, we appreciate having you both here. And, Derek, the reason we wanted to have you in is because, as we talked about earlier in the show, you're someone who travels the country looking at products for dogs and cats and typically can come up with some of the coolest and most amazing products. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to be hot this particular Christmas season?
Well, boy, I mean, we've got a lot of stuff that we've brought in for people, from new treats to new toys. Got a few samples out here with Hush right now.
I'm thinking hot right now. We've got something dressed up on Hush. Maybe talk about that.
Sure, right. Well, she's wearing a coat from a company called Roughwear, and the coat is called the Climate Changer. They have a couple of coat models, but this is the one that's a little bit more basic, actually. But even at this level, everything they make is there's no base model with Roughwear. Everything is really wonderfully done.
Yeah.
It's a Polartec fleece, really meant for a performance fit. I mean, you can actually put this on your dog. As a guy, I don't feel uncomfortable having my dog wear this coat because she actually does look pretty cool in it, if I do say so myself. Comes standard with a light loop to clip an LED light to it that they make. Comes in this lichen green that you see, and also in black. Like I said, a Polartec fleece looks just like almost a North Face or North Face or Patagonia fleece, like something that we would wear.
Yeah, I would think if this was for a human, I'd be picking that up at Playmakers, maybe.
Right, exactly, and it's made just as well. It performs just as well. I mean, it has all of the quality material. It's not just made to look like human products like a lot of pet apparel is, where it's just a cheap sweater that's just, you know, made to look fooey-fooey.
Devin looks like this company is beyond a one-hit wonder, because I see a whole lot of other green products in front of me.
And, we're doing all of it in the kind of the lichen green here. This is their original product here, which is kind of made out of tent materials. It's a travel bowl that you can fold up and tuck away. It's got some reflective taping on it and stuff, but all the Roughwear stuff is made for people that are, they call it for dogs on the go. These are climbers that make this stuff. They're based in Oregon, Bend, Oregon. And, they make stuff for performance, you know, with your dog, running with your dog, hiking, climbing. Rick's holding the leash and collar there with the leash handle unbuckles, and then you can adjust the handle, widen it so that you can strap it around your waist, strap it around a tree, just, you know, buckle it back up around a pole if you need to go inside to a shop for a minute or something. It has a really tough but really light leash snap. And just like on most Roughwear products, the collar has a really tough D-ring, and then a separate spot for the tags, just a little tiny thing. You know, really, really nice stuff, even just for everyday use. I mean, I know it's a performance leash and collar, but you can take that day to day around town, which is what I do with it. And it's really practical. It comes standard with a tag silencer, so the tags aren't jingling on the collar.
The one thing I noticed is it's extremely light, and yet it's looking like it's going to last a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
The coupler is like, looks like it's going to be this massive coupler, but it must be made out of some specialized metal, because it's really light.
I believe it's an anodized aluminum. I could be completely wrong on that one. I don't remember all my materials at the moment, but you know, even the leash there, the flat out leash also has the close handle right next to the snap hook for just a quick kind of traffic pull lead. I forgot to mention that, but the leash is only $18 or $20 retail, and the collar is only $9, $10, $12 retail, depending on the size, I think, of the collar.
Well, what's nice, too, is by having the leash ring separate from the tags, that way you're not tempted to put the leash on where the tags are.
Right.
Because a lot of times when the dog will pull, then all of a sudden the tags come flying off.
It looks like it's the collar or the leash, they've thought about everything. It's one of those things, when I walk my dogs, we go over, Derek's from Williamston, and I live in Williamston, and I walk my dogs, we go by Ellie's place and pick up breakfast and head out to the park that's nearby. And we're trying to keep the dogs near us while we're eating, And, of course, they're picking up a few of the treats as well. My wife always orders an extra order of bacon. but the thing is, this leash would solve all of that because the handle can be expanded to whatever size, and it has its own clasp. So you could, like, put it around the picnic table or the post that's in the area, and we wouldn't have that problem anymore. So, hey, this is fantastic.
Yeah, really nice stuff. They also make backpacks. Like I said, this is just one of several coats that they make. So that's one of our favorites, you know, especially for the people that are outdoorsy types with their dogs. And the guys, too. A lot of people think, you know, the women are usually the ones doing the shopping, but a lot of this stuff's really made for the guys. I mean, it's not cutesy.
Well, what's nice about the backpack, too, is that if you actually have the dog wearing the backpack, it's got to wear them out a little bit more when you're out for a walk because they're carrying the extra weight on their back. So that's got to be useful as well. Plus, it allows them to store all the different things you might need if you're going to be outside for a while.
Right. From a psychological standpoint, even, actually, you'll find, like, Cesar Millan will use the backpacks. They're giving the dog a job. Dog feels like it has a purpose. It makes the walk what the walk is supposed to be, according to trainers and stuff, which is not free for all. Dog takes you wherever it wants. Walk is like the alpha with the pack walk, a pack of wolves. They mean business when they're walking, and the leader takes them where he wants them to go. The backpack helps establish the leadership. Here, this is your job. You're coming with me. And believe it or not, this is the cheaper of the two backpacks.
I was going to say, that is a nice-looking backpack. It's all padded.
Yes. The sternum pad here provides one of the major features that provides just an absolutely exceptional fit. The load is balanced. Most backpacks are basically just two saddlebags. They strap over the dog. They bob and weave as the dog moves. They shift and you know, flop from one side to the other. They don't stay. This pack will carry much more, fit much better. The sternum strap keeps it in place. It's comfortable for them, holds plenty of stuff for you, looks much cooler. The Palisades pack, which is the upgraded version of this, actually comes standard with two water bladders to carry plenty of drinking water for you and or the dog. It carries even more stuff, and they've actually just upgraded it coming up here. They've upgraded it with new fabrics that make it even lighter. The Palisades pack this has some weight to it. The Palisades is even heavier, believe it or not, but not heavy enough to be it's just right. It's just right. It's the weight you want.
And this is waterproof, correct?
No, it's going to be water resistant, but you look at it, I mean, they really think of everything. Actually, some points of this might be waterproof, but if you look as you zip up the saddlebags, how there's a rubber coating that covers the zipper.
Oh, yeah.
So everything really does stay dry for you. I mean, you know, waterproof is kind of a technicality.
Yeah.
You're right.
But if you were going out to buy a backpack that was able to go through rainstorms and whatnot until you got your dog back in.
Or snow.
I don't see anything better than that, that's for sure. Yeah. That's really designed nicely.
The only thing better would be, like I said, their own pack, which is the Palisades, even higher tech fabric on it, and like I said, carries more load.
Interesting. We're talking this morning with Derek Druschall from Joey's Pet Outfitters. Derek, I've got in front of me, I want to call it a bandana, but it's really not, and it's got the logo of the Pittsburgh Penguins on here.
Yeah.
Can you help me understand what this is?
The Penguins part or the bandana part?
Well, a little bit of both.
Well, my parents are from Pittsburgh, and you know we have both loyalties. I should have unhooked this last night when the Penguins left no doubt. They got up by about 3 or 4 goals and got a Red Wings bandana on her because the Red Wings weren't so fortunate. But the bandana is really nice. It's a mesh, so it looks a lot like, you know, like a jersey would or something, but it actually has a slot to slide right over a collar. So, which is the way we have it right now. So you can just put the collar on the dog and the bandana is on the dog. And instead of tying it up and having it make it look cool, it's already cut in that triangle form. It looks exactly the way you'd want a bandana to look right from the start with the beautiful licensed team logos of the teams. Yeah, obviously this is the Penguins, but we have the Red Wings, we have Detroit Lions, Detroit Tigers, at Michigan State. And underneath it, I have a very, very nice premium Pittsburgh Penguins collar. And again, same teams we also have.
Wow.
You know, for the collars as well. So,
Interesting. So if you are a sports fan and you want to bring your animal with you or at least show your loyalties, you can do that during this Christmas season.
We got jerseys and t-shirts also. So,
well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what interests me, and it seems to interest Hush as well. Tell me about that Frisbee that's in front of you, because as someone who has bought more Frisbees than I care to indulge, because my Frisbee catching dogs are constantly tug of warring and ripping them apart, that thing looks like they couldn't destroy it if they tried. Tell me about it.
Well, they can destroy anything.
Well,
we always have to tell folks this. I mean, eventually they will destroy things. I mean, that's their nature. That's what they want to do. But this is as tough as any Frisbee gets. We swear by these as a store. All of our staff use them. This is by a company called Westpaw Design. Everything is designed and made in Bozeman, Montana, hence the West. The product is called the Zisk, Z-I-S-C. And it's under a line of toys they have called ZogoFlex. They also make beautiful beds. They really have a sense of style, a lot like Ruffwear, where the color palette and everything that they do is really classy. Like I said, with Ruffwear, you know, this stuff looks cool for a guy to own, but it also is very, very stylish for guys and girls. You know, it has that neutral, just classy look to it that anybody can enjoy. So you can get this for a guy, you can get this for a girl, guy dog, girl dog, doesn't matter. But the ZogoFlex stuff is all super tough. This Frisbee really is fun to throw. We play catch with it as humans, you know, back and forth to each other. We have a lot of fun with them. And actually, all of the ZogoFlex stuff is being made in a special edition red, a Christmas color this year. I have the standard Granny Smith. There's two other colors besides this and besides the red. So there's four colors total right now when you include the special edition. They also have something new called the Twiz, which is like a kind of got a head to it, almost looks like a two-legged squid or something, and the two legs coming off it, you can twist them up, hook them together, and then it will fly extra far. You hold it like a football and you throw it, and it's made for maximum flight with the same material here, but more of it. So a number of their toys have the same material but much thicker, so they're made to take more chewing. You know, Frisbee isn't really made to just sit there and be gnawed on, of course, but they have things for that. It's the one product customers come in and say, this really was tough. But the Twiz will open up as it lands, too, and so it can be used in all different sorts of ways.
It sounds like if you're looking for anything to do with dogs, this is the place to go. You know, I mean, realistically, if you want that unique gift, you know, you can't beat this. And these guys know everything there is about dogs.
Right. Well, I'll be the first to say the LED lights are magnificent, because this time of year when it gets dark at 5 o'clock, to be able to track your dogs outside is a wonderful, wonderful thing. The other gift that you can always give this Christmas is a pass to the Joey's Pet Outfitters Dog Park, which is something that's great, because to be able to take your dog out and exercise them in the wintertime in a controlled environment, it just doesn't get better than
speaking
that.
Of your lights, they have light up Frisbees and balls now too, that same company. So
wow, I'm gonna have to get in there. Well, we've been speaking this morning with Derek Druschel, the owner and general manager of Joey's Pet Outfitters. Derek, thank you and Hush for coming in and sharing so many great ideas with the listeners. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you.
And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation after the break with the inventor of the anxiety wrap right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS at 1320WILS.com.